2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Friday, February 26th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's nippy, 33 degrees.
A crash blocking traffic on southbound I-15 in Centerville. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Three Springville firefighters are thanking their police counterparts for helping them escape from a collapsed roof during an early morning house fire. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the story.
Utah County Deputy Fire Marshal Randy Crowther says the sprinkler systems alerted the Hobble Creek Canyon homeowners to the fire, and they got out safely with their pets. But the firefighters who rushed into the home became trapped by falling debris. That's when several unprotected deputies jumped into action.
One police officer who was treated for smoke inhalation and some minor lacerations as he was making his way into that environment.
Crowther says he's grateful for all the officers and other fire crews who located the downed firefighters and pulled them to safety. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Fire officials tell us they suspect the fire started in the chimney pipes of a wood-burning stove. We are getting our first look today at police documents following the arrest of Lori Vallow Daybell in Hawaii. Daybell's kids haven't been seen since September, where they lived in an apartment in Rexburg, Idaho. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has been going through the documents, and he joins me live with more. Paul?
Maria, charging documents obtained from East Idaho News. They're describing the last time anyone saw J.J. Vallow or Tylee Ryan. The last time anyone saw Tylee was on a trip with J.J., mother Lori Vallow, and her brother, Alex Cox, in Yellowstone National Park. Investigators looked through Valley's pictures stored on the cloud, saw a picture of Tylee at the gate. However, nothing since then, and there's no evidence that she even left the park. No one has seen JJ since September 24th, when a babysitter who was hired to care for him was told that her services were no longer required. But while Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell were in Hawaii, investigators say they found JJ's iPads, and they found Tylee's bank card, even though Tylee was not there, and the bank record show that it was still active and had been used after she disappeared. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio and KSLNewsRadio.com throughout the afternoon and on your way home for updates on the missing Idaho kids. We are expecting to hear more from police in Hawaii around 5 o'clock this evening about the arrest of Lori Daybell. A former Utah teacher took a plea deal in court today that will keep her from facing the death penalty. Chelsea Cook was charged with killing her ex-husband's girlfriend in 2018. The shooting took place in Midvale in front of two children. Cook will now be sentenced in May.
Eye on the Hill 2020.
A House bill is being debated today that would ban children from using tanning beds. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik tells us more.
The bill passed the House last week on a 41-31 vote, and it's now on to the Senate Business and Labor Committee. If passed, it would remove a provision from state law that allows minors to use tanning beds with parental consent. The Cancer Action Network was on Capitol Hill this morning with cancer survivors calling for the bill's approval. They say tanning beds raise the risk for skin cancer significantly. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
There is a lot of talk about getting more mentors for high school students and starting the school day later so kids can get more sleep. One school is already doing those things. It's called Innovations Early College High School, and it's in the Salt Lake District.
In our school, mentors become almost a part of the family for each student that they work with, and they know them in such a deep way and have a relationship which allows them to really overcome a lot of barriers.
Principal Pam Peterson says they have room for more students to enroll from around the area. Our top national stories this hour from ABC News. We are getting more details today about the search for a new national intelligence director. This after the president became upset with the current acting director, who released a report saying the Russians were again trying to interfere in the upcoming presidential election.
Sources tell ABC News the president believes Democrats would use the information from the briefing against him. According to the Washington Post, in response, the president on Friday called in then-acting director of national intelligence Joseph McGuire to the Oval Office for a dressing down. And by this Wednesday, McGuire was out of a job, even though he was set to step down next month, replaced temporarily by Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell, a staunch Trump loyalist.
ABC's Serena Marshall reporting. The deadline to file your 2019 taxes is still two months away. Thank goodness. I got nervous for a minute there. But the IRS is putting their current focus on visiting people who didn't file last year. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
The gap between what the IRS is owed and what it takes in is over $440 billion. Funding cuts have drastically cut the number of auditors the IRS has on staff, so the agency is using the ones it has to make personal compliance visits to taxpayers who've fallen behind on filing. Only those earning $100,000 or more are being singled out.
An Ohio woman has been arrested for calling 911 after her parents cut off her cell phone service. Court records show the woman repeatedly called dispatchers because her parents ended her cell phone service when they decided they didn't want to pay for it anymore. An officer advised her to stop calling 911 because it was for emergencies. She kept calling until her arrest. She's charged with disrupting police services, which is a felony. Up on KSL, it's a big sports weekend. The Beehive State. We'll preview some of the games and a look at your noontime drive.
We've had a crash tying up traffic southbound I-15 prior to Parrish Lane in Centerville. It had been blocking right lanes. Delays are backing to the Legacy switch off. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 12:05.
We're all news all morning. Utah County led the state in growth,
mainly from people moving in.
And it's Dave and Debbie at 9. Boyd Matheson at 11. And now, Lee Lunsberry at 12:30 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dinovite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dinovite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed them right for life due to Dinovite. Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com. I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top stories, some scary moments for Springville firefighters today. They are thanking their police counterparts for helping them escape from a collapsed roof during an early morning house fire. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Police are investigating after a body was found in a pipe near the Target store at 13th South in Salt Lake City. At this point, police have released very few details, but we will update this story as more information does become available. KSL Sports, the 23-ranked BYU Cougars basketball team is preparing to host the second-ranked Gonzaga Bulldogs tomorrow night at the Marriott Center. But if you want to attend the game and you haven't purchased your tickets yet, good luck.
The game is sold out. The first time at the Marriott Center in 2 years. And for scalpers, it's the perfect storm.
It's the last game of the year at home at the Marriott Center, and it's a huge game taking on one of the nation's best teams.
Mitch Harper, host of Cougar Sports Saturday, says aftermarket prices for BYU versus the Zags are very high. He says real good seats are going from $500 to $750.
And that's the courtside premium, and some of them could potentially, I would bet, get up to four figures, maybe, just because of how unique of an opportunity this is for BYU.
The cheapest ticket?
It's around $45, and that's for the last row.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
You will be able to hear the game here on KSL News Radio. The tip is at 8 with the pregame at 7. After a long all-star break, the Utah Jazz start their second half of the season tonight. The Jazz will play 3 games in 4 nights here in Salt Lake City. Tonight they host San Antonio. Tomorrow it's Houston, and Phoenix comes to town on Monday. The Jazz are currently in 4th place in the Western Conference with a record of 36-18. The Supreme streetwear clothing company has teamed up with Oreo to make limited edition Supreme Oreo cookies. Cookies are red with the Supreme logo on them. So far, packages have only been released in New York, with some people who got them are trying to sell them on eBay with an asking price of what? Over $10,000. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's take a look at your traffic. It's sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. And good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. I thought we were borderline emergency traffic for Davis County drivers, but we're going to hold off for now. We had a crash on southbound I-15 approaching Parrish Lane in Centerville. It had been blocking right lanes of traffic. It looks like they've been able to get it moved off the roadway, maybe even completely at the exit ramp and onto a side street. But we're just waiting for traffic to get back to normal as you're coming from after the Highway 89 split in Glover in Farmington down to Parrish Lane. So it is thick and heavy there, but it looks like the crash is no longer an issue for drivers. We're just waiting for the delays to clear. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are looking at a very good drive with no other problems to report. Updating your kitchen in 2020, visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price and try before you buy in 8 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a look at your weekend forecast with Grant Wayman.
I said it warms up a little bit, 45, mix of sun and clouds. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 33 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's Noon News. Brick and mortar stores are trying all kinds of new things to get people to come in and shop rather than online. That is prompting some national chains to do other things. We're going to go in depth on them serving free drinks coming up following ABC News at 12:15, right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Today, I'm a computer engineer, but my great-great-grandfather was a printing press operator, and his father was an apple farmer. Thanks to technology, discovering my family story was easy, and you can discover yours at RootsTech, the world's largest family and technology conference. Register today for RootsTech 2020. Don't miss this incredible 4-day event, February 26th through 29th, and discover how to make family connections to the past, present, and future. Join thousands of people from all around the world and learn from over 300 classes on topics such as DNA, capturing family stories, and preserving legacies. Hear from celebrity keynote speakers and entertainers such as Emmett Smith, David Kennerly, and Ryan Hamilton. Day passes start at just $99. Discover your family. Discover yourself. Discover your roots at RootsTech, the world's biggest family celebration and DNA event, February 26th through the 29th at the Salt Palace. Register today at RootsTech.org.
Are you buying a new home or doing a mortgage refinance this spring? The question is, where do I go to get my mortgage? Who do I call? Banks and credit unions can take 1 to 2 months to close your loan, and the interest rate you get is the bank rate, not the competitive rates that you get when you work with Rick at Loans by Rick. Rick has over 70 lenders and will get you a great interest rate and will close your loan in 12 to 22 days from submission to clear to close. Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com for a secured mortgage application. Experience is paramount. paramount in mortgage lending, and Rick has 17 years and 8 state licenses. Rick not only wants to close your loan, but wants you to understand your loan, too. Making a decision on a mortgage lender is a serious decision, so Rick has provided a client testimonial link on loansbyrick.com. Simple, fast, and professional. Loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
Utah State University Online has been changing lives by degrees for 25 years. Whether you've been out of the workforce and need an effective way back in, you don't like your current job and want a fulfilling career, or you're looking for career advancement, a USU degree will get you there. Earn an associate, bachelor's, or master's degree 100% online from USU Online, ranked first in Utah online degree programs by U.S. News and World Report. Visit online.usu.edu.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Three firefighters became trapped in a burning house fire this morning and were running out of air. Some unprotected police officers helped kick down a door to get to the downed firemen. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, a new conference in Hawaii later today, a news conference rather later today, will shed some more light on the arrest of Lori Daybell. Daybell's two kids have been missing since September when they were living in an apartment in Rexburg, Idaho. Third is look at your noontime drive. It's sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Here's Ricky Meese.
Looks like the crash that jammed up the drive southbound I-15 in Centerville has been cleared. It is off the roadway and all lanes are open. But we still have a little bit of heavy and slow traffic going between Farmington and Parish Lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, high clouds today. High temperatures at 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I'm sorry, Ricky. Right now, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The political spotlight is on Nevada, where tomorrow's Democratic caucus could help decide the Democratic presidential nominee. Today, President Trump is trying to take some of that spotlight for himself.
Long before the president speaks here, there is a big crowd wrapping around the giant Las Vegas Convention Center. This is exactly what the president wants in the hours before the Democrats hold their caucuses here. Michael Bloomberg is trolling the president a bit on the motorcade route to this site, putting up billboards to take shots at Trump. They're also up near the Trump Hotel here. The billboard saying things like, Donald Trump's wall fell over, Donald Trump lost the popular vote, and Donald Trump cheats at golf.
That's ABC's Alex Stone in Las Vegas. Bloomberg is not on the ballot in Nevada. Intelligence officials have warned Congress that it appears Russian interference could be at play in the November election. And sources say the president was so angry that certain lawmakers were briefed on the issue that he took action.
Sources tell ABC News the president believes Democrats would use the information from the briefing against him. According to the Washington Post, in response, the president on Friday called in then acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, to the Oval Office for a dressing down. And by this Wednesday, McGuire was out of a job.
He's been replaced by Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell. President Trump says he's considering four permanent candidates. As coronavirus spreads, the U.S. warning Americans to reconsider cruise ship travel to or within Asia. Ian Brownlee with the State Department referring to the recent evacuation flights of Americans.
Such repatriation flights do not reflect our standard practice and should not be relied upon as an option for U.S. citizens under potential risk of quarantine by local authorities.
Half hour until temporary reduction in violence takes effect in Afghanistan between the Taliban and U.S. could pave the way for a permanent peace deal. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The brick-and-mortar stores are trying all kinds of new things to get people to come in and shop rather than spend their cash online. Now, that's prompted some national change to start serving free drinks to help loosen people up as they shop. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has more.
Mickey Kendall wasn't always the biggest fan of grocery shopping, but recently the author and mom of two has turned a routine hour into happy hour, indulging in a mimosa while she fills her cart.
So normally when I go grocery shopping, it's sort of tedious. There's a lot of food. My kids eat a lot, so I have to get two carts worth of stuff. If I'm going to be here for an hour anyway, I might as well enjoy this hour.
It's a growing trend, with chains like Nordstrom, Whole Foods, and Crate & Barrel offering customers the option to sip while they shop at some locations.
Offering wine and beer at the store is one more way for retailers to get people in and to get them to spend more freely. One woman told me that she bought an entire crown roast of lamb, and it ended up sitting in her freezer for 6 months because she got home, sobered up, and realized she didn't know what to do with it.
It's amazing what a good Riesling will make you buy. Sometimes I might end up in the fancy food aisle buying a little bit more prosciutto and fig preserves and maybe some extra fruit, some crackers that'll go with it.
And it's not just alcohol. More and more retailers are offering experiences to draw customers offline and in-store. Lululemon offers workout classes. Clothing retailer Alex Mill has tie-dye workshops. And Mickey's grocery store, Mariano's, even hosts live music.
We're seeing pop-up stores, in-store climbing walls, knife-sharpening sessions, I mean, cooking classes, anything you can think of, and retailers are trying it out.
I love that line. It's amazing what a good Riesling will make you buy in store. And just to give you a sense for how important these in-store experiences are, consider this. When we shop online, customers abandon their cart before checkout 81% of the time. That means that most of the time when you're shopping online, you don't complete the purchase. But in store, it is a totally different world. They know they've got your attention, and these perks can really get you interested in buying. And guys, think of it like music. The music you hear, all the vibe, it just sets the vibe. And it makes you want to buy, buy, buy. Okay, that's just too funny. But the reason we stop and we don't actually buy it when we're shopping online is we think about it for a bit and then maybe we don't ever go back and buy it. Reason. We do have an emergency traffic situation that is underway right now. Let's check in with Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is going to be northbound on I-15. A crash, possible injuries, and a lot of debris scattered across the roadway northbound I-15. It's prior to 2100 South right now. All left and center lanes of traffic are completely stopped or blocked by emergency crews. And we still have emergency crews trying to gain access to the scene. So drivers do use caution while they try to work through the area. Delays are stacking up very, very quickly right now. They are solid back to 3300 South. They're only going to grow. If you're headed northbound on I-15, you've got a plan to scoot over into the two right lanes of traffic or exit at 3300 South. Take State or 7th East and then rejoin northbound I-15 after 2100 South. Get a 3% same-day cash bonus when you transfer a balance to a Mountain America credit card on February 29th. For details, visit macu.com/cards. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Plenty of sunshine today, mixed in with some high cloud cover. It's warmer today up to 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow and even warmer up to 48. And we could see some snow showers Saturday night, late into early Sunday, but mainly Utah County. High temperatures on Sunday, partly cloudy. We're back up to 49. And then more snow, colder on Monday, especially in the morning hours. High temperatures Monday, 44. Partly cloudy, 43 on Tuesday. And it warms up again, sunny up to 47 on Wednesday and 49 the sunshine on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 36 degrees and still to come on Utah's new news. Markets, boy, taking a dive today. Coronavirus fear is part of the reason. We'll check your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1222.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I really love it when people come up and they ask me about the people I talk about on the air, like Zero Res. It happened in the hallways here at KSL just the other day. The former producer of the old television show of the movie show, Heidi, she came up to me and said, okay, let's talk about Zero Res. She said, I'm really into the environment, and I hear that they don't use harsh chemicals, soaps, and detergents. And I said, that's absolutely right. They clean your carpets like nobody else can. And they don't leave those sticky residues behind that act like dirt magnets. And she asked me a few more things. I said, not only do they have the great technology and clean your carpets like nobody else can, but they clean your carpets like nobody else will, because they really care. For years and years, we have relied on Zero Res, and I love the deal they have right now, $33 per room. And then if you clean three rooms at $33 per room, you get the fourth room free. They've extended that great offer. So call 288-ZERO or search online for Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. Whether you're doing a million, 10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business. Finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That's why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you'll ever need. NetSuite. Business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. That's netsuite.com/smart. netsuite.com/smart.
We looked everywhere for her engagement ring.
We looked online. We went to the mall. We just weren't seeing a lot of variety.
We spent months looking. It was exhausting.
Then we went to Shane Company. They had the largest selection, and I was able to bring my vision to life.
At Shane Company, build your dream ring in 3 easy steps. First, select an engagement ring style you love. We have thousands of exclusive designs in every price range. Second, pick a diamond, ruby, or sapphire for your center stone. Each stone is natural and ethically sourced by us. No other jeweler has the variety of stone shapes and sizes we have. Finally, add your own touch with a decorative head, an engraving, or a matching wedding band. Build your dream ring and still get the best value in town.
I love my ring, and I can't stop staring at it.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee is here with a preview. What's coming up on the show today, Lee?
I today on the program will be speaking to a Harvard-educated former governor of the state of Massachusetts. Can you guess who?
Mitt Romney.
Not Mitt Romney.
Okay.
Can you believe it?
That's my only guess.
We'll be speaking to Bill Weld. He is
Never have guessed that.
No, he's running for president. He's running against Donald Trump, and he's confident about his chances. He'll be a guest on our program today, as will another candidate running for president. She didn't participate in the debates in Nevada recently, but she is in the fight still. That's Tulsi Gabbard. She'll be our guest on today's program.
You tricked me, didn't you?
That was pretty good, though, huh?
That was a good one.
A little
one.
Clever?
All right. Okay.
All righty.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. A Colorado restaurant called Mo Betta Gumbo is changing its name because of Mo Betta's here in Utah. The Utah restaurant chain has Mo Betta's name trademarked and registered with the U.S. Patent Office. The nation's newest airline just opened its headquarters right here in Cottonwood Heights. Breeze Airway is the 5th airline created by David Neeleman, who also founded JetBlue and WestJet. McDonald's is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Quarter Pounder with burger-scented candles. The candles come in a multi-pack. One smells like a bun. Other smells like cheese. And, of course, there is a candle that smells like beef. There's even one that smells like pickles. And taking a look at your money at this moment, markets in just, boy, bad shape today. The Dow is down by 261 points. It's at 28,959, S&P 500 down by 40, and the NASDAQ, it's off by nearly 200 points. Consumer Reports is out with their annual list of the best car models.
Consumer Reports spreading the love in its auto picks for 2020 with several brands taking the top spots. Toyota gets props in two categories, the Prius Best Hybrid and the Supra in the sports car category.
Got standard safety features such as automatic emergency braking, it's pedestrian detection. It is really impressive.
Senior Director of Auto Testing Jake Fisher says CR picked a Subaru for small SUV.
Forester does stand out. It's roomy, it's comfortable, it rides nice, it's fuel efficient.
Kia's Telluride was top midsize 3-row SUV and Tesla's Model 3 best electric vehicle. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And if you have not checked out our newsletter, you need to do so to keep up to date on all the latest stories. All you need to do is text the word inbox to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. We'll check your traffic and weather coming up next.
The RV season is almost here, when you can take your RV and escape from all the distractions and demands on your family to reclaim, reconnect, and recharge. Now is the best time to find your RV for the summer and Access RVs Too low for the show pricing continues on hundreds of RVs in stock. That means you get lower than show pricing on every travel trailer, toy hauler, fifth wheel, motorhome, and truck camper on the lot. Like new travel trailers starting at $11,998, ultralight toy haulers from $18,600, and new fifth wheels from $29,900. Don't miss our excellent selection of nearly new certified motorhomes at some of the lowest prices in the U.S. For sales, service, or rentals, we're your access to the open road. Located at exit 27 on I-215 in North Salt Lake. We'll see you in 20 minutes or online at accessrv.com.
Utah's known for its outdoor recreation, but many of these activities are not accessible to over 300,000 Utahns with a disability. Wasatch Adaptive Sports addresses these needs by providing recreational, educational, and social programs, promoting active living and independence to adults, children, and veterans with adaptive needs. Wasatch Adaptive Sports offer specialized instruction and equipment for skiing, cycling, paddle sports, and many other activities at little to no cost. Get involved. Visit WasatchAdaptiveSports.org.
KSL News Time is 12:29. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
This emergency traffic is causing nasty delays on northbound I-15. It is a crash involving multiple vehicles, possible injuries, and also debris across the roadway. This is northbound I-15 prior to 2100 South. It's about halfway between 33rd and 2100 South's exits. If that gives you an idea, so approximately 2600 South. And right now, four left and center lanes of traffic are open. It's leaving only one or two right lanes open. And it's right before the 2100 South exit. Now, you can still take that ramp. Right now, we do have delays building very quickly, and these are stop-and-go speeds, bumper to bumper, and it's at a crawl all the way back to 3900 South and growing. It won't be long before these delays reach 45th South. You need to start planning ahead. If you haven't already hit these delays, try to get off of I-15. Exit no later than 45th South, 33rd if possible. Take State or another alternate route and then rejoin, but do try to avoid northbound I-15 between 45th and 2100 South at this time. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And taking a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front, here's Grant Wayman.
Let's warm it up a little bit today with a mix of sun and high clouds and high temperatures, at least closer to the average for this time of year, which is right about 45. Tomorrow, 48, so a little warmer and partly cloudy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. Partly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 36 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. A $1 million home went up in flames this morning in Hobble Creek Canyon. The homeowners escaped without injury, but Utah County Deputy Fire Marshal Randy Crowther says the same is not true for first responders.
We had three firefighters who ended up being trapped in the garage from a ceiling and roof collapse.
Crowther says construction materials pinned the leg of one fireman. A couple of police officers helped break through the back door of the garage and located the firefighters. The police officers and firemen suffered smoke inhalation, but no burns. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. As the coronavirus continues to spread, the U.S. is warning Americans to reconsider cruise ship travel around Asia. The State Department says the government won't be rescuing future Americans stuck in virus-stricken areas as they are right now.
Such repatriation flights do not reflect our standard practice and should not be relied upon as an option for U.S. citizens under potential risk of quarantine by local authorities.
Ian Brownlee with the State Department says the coronavirus outbreak is a dynamic situation. Utah's Orrin Hatch is now a Canterbury medalist. The award is given to people who demonstrate courage and defend religious freedom. During Hatch's time as the longest-serving Republican in the U.S. Senate, he sponsored the Freedom Restoration Act in 1993. Past recipients of the medal are Holocaust survivors Driver, Ellie Wiesel, and President Dallin H. Oaks of the Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently down by 231 points. It sits at 28,989. S&P 500 down by 40, and the NASDAQ, it's off by 185 points.